Today's daf is Sota Daf Yud Dalet, and we are on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the last Amud of the first parak of Maseches Sota, as we finish up all of these, this section of Agadata in the Masechta. And we just had, at the end of yesterday's daf, the last moments of Moshe Rabbeinu. What happened with Moshe, who buried Moshe Rabbeinu, and what was said at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. So the Gemara quoted that when Moshe Rabbeinu was being buried, or carried from the Reuven to Gad, so all of these psukim were being said by different sources. Mi'is Yatsev Zim Paul Yaven, Vayam Hashem Moshe, all the different opinions about what was said. If you look in the last Medrash, the Medrash Rabbah, in Zos HaBracha, where we know that we have Medrash Rabbah, which is one of the Medrashei Agada, on Chamishi Chumshei Torah, and on the five Megillahs. So we have Dvarim Rabbah, we have Esther Rabbah, but at the end, the last piece in Zos HaBracha, the Medrash discusses at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was about to die. Ba'osa Shah Amanat Moshe V'kidish Atzmo Kisrafim V'yarad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishmei Shamayim Ha'el Yonim Litonish Baso Shal Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went down to bring Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama. V'shlosha Malachei Asharizimo. And this is after he tried other ways to bring the neshama, which we're not going to read now. And he had three malachim with him. Michael, Gavriel, and Zagzagel. And they each took part, and at that moment, Karakadosh Baruch Hu, l'neshama mitokufo shel Moshe. Hashem calls to Moshe's neshama. Amar la, biti, me'av esrim shana katzavtich. I've given you 120 years. Achshav igia kitzcha, let's say, tzi'i al ta'achri. It's time to come. Amar lefanav, she says. Imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to someone's neshama and say, it's time to go back to the Kisi HaKavod. It's time to go back with me. Moshe Rabbeinu Zeshava says, Yodatani, I know that you are the God of all ruchos, and everything is in your hands, Atah baratani, Atah yitzartani, v'chulu, but, Achshav yish guf tahar ba'olam yosem yigufer shel Moshe, is there any more pure and pristine spot in the entire universe than where I am right now? Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama, shlo nira bo ruach serucha me'olam v'lo rima v'saleya, lachein ani oheves oso, ve'eni rotzeh latzeis bimenu. Whoa. The neshama says, I don't want to come, sorry. Amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, neshama, tzi'i. Right, the source of like calling everybody neshama, right here. Amar l'Kadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, neshama, tzi'i al ta'achari. Come, don't delay. Ani malos chalish me hashamayim al yonim. Vani moshikot achas kisi akavid. Eitz al kruvim usrafim ugdudim. You know where I'm going to put you? I'm going to put you. Please, says the neshama, answering again. Amar lefanav ribono shel olam. Ma'atzel meitzel shchinascha mimarom yardu shnei malachim vechulu. Avol ben Amram miyom shenigleisa elav bisne. Lo bala ishto shenemar v'tabar mirim arba Moshe alo desa isha bevakasha mimcha tanicheni begufo shel Moshe. Just leave me alone, Hashem. Let me stay here for eternity. Unbelievable. Meaning what? This is the most perfect place in the entire universe. The potential was fulfilled. Ba'os Hashan, at that moment, neshako HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem gives him the kiss, neshikas maves, Misa shal neshika, v'natal neshmaso b'neshikas peh. V'yakadosh Baruch Hu boche, and Hashem kaviyachol cried, miyakum li yemirei miyazatzev li yempol yavin. This is where it overlaps with our Gemara. V'ruach HaKodesh omer, v'lo kam navi o b'Yisrael kamoshe, shamayim bochin, v'omrim avar chasim min ha'aretz, eretz boche, v'omeres, v'yashar adam ayin, v'kshibikas Yeshua rabo, v'lo mitzao, and Yeshua looked for his Rebbe and he didn't find him, V'chulu, and he quoted the pasuk, that is the last phrase, Zecher tzadik levracha v'nishmato l'chayei olam haba. Amen kein yiratzon, that's the end of the Medrash Rabbah. Again, it's one of the most unbelievable midrashim, but that's the goal of our lives, to reach the level that after 120 years, that our neshama should also be able to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sorry, don't want to come, I'm in a perfect place right here. That is the goal of our life, to try to reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, who fulfilled his potential. And again, it's the overlap with the psukim of our Gemara. Vayter, says the Gemara, second to last line. That's a Shabbat Shuvah Medrash. I think we've used the Shabbat Shuvah. Vayikbro soba gai beres mo'avul beis pa'or, continuing the burial of Moshe. Again, why is this here? Remember, we discussed in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Mida Keneged Mida, Yosef was buried by Moshe, and then Hashem was buried, Yosef buried Yaakov, Moshe buried Yosef, Hashem buried Moshe. V'kfar shalcha malchus harisha etzel gistera shal beis pa'or. The Romans, which generally that means Bilchas Arisha, sent a Moshel, sent someone to check out the area based Pa'ar, Har'enu, Heichan Moshe Kavur. The Gistera Rashi says is the Moshel, the governor of the area, please show us Moshe Rabbeinu's Kever. They needed to know where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. Why did they need to know where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried? Why was it so important to the Romans to know where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried? So explain to the Marsha, because they didn't know when they drove Am Yisrael out, they didn't want them to go to daven by Moshe Rabbeinu. They knew, they heard about his koach. They're going to daven by their kever. It's going to be bad for them. So they wanted to get rid of it. And if nobody knew about it, then they didn't have anything to worry about, because Am Yisrael also didn't know where it was. So that's why they sent, to find out exactly where was the place that it was. That's what the Marsha says here. Davichashvu, the Bechola Hani Simanim Heich Efsha Lomar Delo Yada Ish. Somebody has to know. And if they don't know, okay, then it's not that it's going to be work against both of us. So either way, what happened? They tried to look for it. Amdu lamala nidbam lamata. They went up above, it appeared to them that it was below. Lamata nidbam lamala. And if it was below, it appeared to them as it was above. Nechluku lishtei kitos. And they split up into two groups. Osech amdu lamala nidbam lamata. Lamata nidbam lamala. Wherever they went, it looked like it was in a different place. Look at a different place. L'kayema shenemar v'lo yada ishes kvuraso. Nobody knew. It's impossible to try to find where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. Reb Chama bar Chanina amar. Af Moshe Rabbeinu einu yodeya heichan kavur. Even Moshe Rabbeinu himself did not know where he was buried. K'siv hacha v'lo yada ish es kvuraso. The ish did not know his burial. V'k'siv hasam v'zos habracha asher birach Moshe Ish Ho Elokim, right, the unique praise and title that he's given, the man of God, at the end of his life, and that is why Ish, even Moshe Rabbeinu, did not know where he was buried. What does that mean? That Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know where he was buried? It was so mysterious. So if you remember, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos has this in its list of items that were created Bein Hashmashos. Remember, this is on the list in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos. The fifth parak is all the numbers. Any Mishnah about numbers, four of these, seven of these, ten of these, that's the fifth parak. Says the Mishnah, Asara Dvarim Nivru Bein Hashmashos. There were 10 items that were created the last few seconds of Maaseh Bereishis. Bein Hashmashos. Kadosh Baruch Hu got it in right at the end. And what were they? Pi Haaretz, Pi HaBe'er, the land that swallowed Korach, and the Be'er that gave water, the Pi HaAton, the donkey that spoke to Bilam, HaKeshes, that's a separate problem, a rainbow, isn't that something natural? The Mon, the Mata, the Shamir, the Yesh Omrim, Kfuraso Shel Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu's Kever was one of the items that were created, meaning what? It was something supernatural. That's the whole list. All these items are supernatural events. Kfura Shel Moshe is also supernatural. How is it supernatural that nobody could find it? Maybe Hashem just found an amazing hiding spot? Says the Ben Yoyada. No, it was more than that. It was more than that. It wasn't just a good hiding spot. Says the Ben Yoyada on this line that even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know about it. Nearly B'siyata D'Shmaya. D'Kivro Hayubo Kedusha Kamo Aron V'Kruvim. His burial had Kedusha like the Aron, like the Kruvim. What's the message that it's in this Mishnah? Just like we know, the Aron and the Kruvim, they were b'neis omdim, meaning what? It didn't take up any space. Right? If you do the math, the Aron and the Kruvim and the Badim shouldn't have fit into the space where it was. And yet, the makomam ainam in amida. Shein topsim mida me'amakom shel beis kodesh hakadoshim. Kein haya kivro shel Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom b'nei somed. So to Moshe's kever. Ein lokeach mida mimakom hahar. Didn't take up any space on the mountain. V'lachein, afilu Moshe Rabbeinu asher kavur b'oso hakever, einu yodea b'eiz hamakom in haharu kavur. That's what it means. Even Moshe didn't know. Because Moshe didn't, how does it not take up any space? Right? Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't fathom it. He was a human being. And he couldn't fathom it. It was on this list in Pirkei Avos of items that were supernatural. The Rambam, we mentioned this a long time ago, the Rambam himself explains on that Mishnah, what does it mean all these items were created by Hashmashos? And this the Rambam says in a number of places that all of Nais, the Rambam holds, is really teva. There's no such thing as miraculous, according to the Rambam. It's all miracle, it's all teva that you're not used to. What does that mean? The Rambam says to reflect, to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to change nature at a certain moment in history would reflect an imperfection in creation. What do you mean you have to change something? The world's not perfect as it is? So what does the Rambam have to do? So first of all, the Rambam minimizes any miraculous event that occurs in the Torah. So Avram never spoke to angels, it was all a dream, and the Bilam and the donkey, every time you could minimize something, it's minimized. But then there are some things that you can't minimize. Like here, I mentioned the donkey, but the Rambam says that. Pia Aton, Pia Aret, there are some things that the Torah describes. Kriyas Yamsuf, says the Rambam, those weren't, quote-unquote, Nisim, a change of nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pre-programmed in the history of the world that all of these are going to occur at a certain moment in history. Meaning, water is supposed to flow downstream, but at this moment in history, I'm going to program that the nature of water should be to flow upstream. Right? This is what trees normally do, but if there's going to be a Tana that's going to uproot a tree, I'm going to program that right now. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a perfect world and never has to change anything. Because what we think is a change, really not. It was just pre-programmed from earlier. That's what the Rambam says on this Mishnah. That's what it means that it was Nivra Bein HaShmashos. Right? What does that mean? The Rambam says, B'tchilas Asiyas HaDvarim Nitan B'tivam She'ye'asa B'ayam Kol Mashenase Bein Shahaya Oso HaDavar Nase B'rov Asmanim V'u HaDavar HaTivi O Shahaya Ba'akroi V'u HaMofes. Whether it happens a lot, what we call Teva, or whether it happens not so often, what we call Nes. V'shema Tomar. And then if you want to say, says the Rambam, if all miracles throughout history were pre-programmed, why were these 10 listed in the Mishnah in Perkei Avos? What's unique about these 10 if all miracles should be included? Says the Rambam, they're just examples. Da. Shelo yichdom le'inyin she'en sham mofe she'nitan b'teva adver mishisim ebreish zulas elu. It's not that these are the only ones. Ela amar she'elu aisasi asam ben hashprashas bovad. These were in the last few seconds of my sabrashas. Vishara mofsim nitnu b'teva hadavar shenasu bo be'esasi asam b'tchila. They were created earlier in history when water was created. Well, what's not on the list? Kriyas Yamsuf is not on the list. It's not on this list. So you're telling me, that was different? No. Kriyas Yamsuf was put into effect earlier on day two, on day three, when Hashem was dealing with the Bria of Mayim. That's when it was put there. Makas Becholos is not here. Right? All the other miracles that took place. But that was put into effect earlier in Ma'aseh Bereishis. These were in the last few moments. So you could ask why. Okay, but that's the Rambam Shita on that Mishnah. So Kvur Shel Moshe was something supernatural, like our Gemara says, but it was not something unique in the world of miracles. That's the Rambam. And if we usually like to contrast this with the Ramban. The Ramban basically says the opposite in that this is all conceptual. The Ramban at the end of Bo says there's no such thing as Teva. The Rambam says there's no such thing as Nes. It's all Teva. The Ramban says there's no such thing as Teva. It's all Nes. And if you don't believe that, says the Ramban, you don't have a chelik b'Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. If you don't believe that everything is just miracles that we are used to, so that's the different in Hashkafa, that's the Rambam and the Ramban. If you look at the Meshech Chachma, one more thought on this pasuk in the end of Zos HaBracha. Velo yada ish es kfuraso, says the Meshech Chachma, yesh omrim af Moshe atzmo eni yodeh amakam kfuraso, shem velo yada ish einish ala Moshe. What does that mean? Says the Meshech Chachma, there is a connection between the soul and the body. Just like if you ever separate anything, there's usually an affinity between the two items that were together before, even though they're not separated. So usually, and that's why he goes to the Yerushalmi at the end of Yevamis, that the nefesh stays by the guf the first 3 days after death, and even the Gemara says at the end of Shabbos, all the Yud Beis Chodesh, Neshama Olev Yoredes, there's a connection between the Neshama and the guf the first few days, the first year. Avala Ish Moshe, She'enu Shayach Ela Geshem Klal B'chayav. Even in his lifetime, he was Ruchani, V'haya Nivda Me'isha, V'arbam Yom B'lo Lechem V'mayim. He didn't have regular family life, and 40 days without eating and drinking. V'dibur Hashem Yom Panim Apanim, Hu Takeif Misha nifsak ha'is kashrus bein ha'nefesh legashmo, takef ola bein arale kodesh. He was, right at when he died, he was straight up. He didn't have any more shaychus to his guf. And that's what it means. Below yada, ishes, kruazov. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know because he wasn't there anymore. Hainu, kimo lo hikir. Right, v'zeo sh'amr, v'lo yada ish, afilu Moshe. Right, he was different than all other human beings in the history of the world. Okay, so let's continue. That was Moshe Rabbeinu himself, not even knowing his makom hakvura. Viter says the Gemara, v'yamar Rabbi Chanina, mipnei ma nikvar Moshe etzel bal pa'or, why would Moshe Rabbeinu bury next to bal pa'or, k'de l'chaper al ma'isa ha-pa'or, to be mechaper on the act of pa'or, right, where we were involved with the Midian and Pa'or. Tosas quotes here a Medrash. Tosas quotes. Medrash Agada. Top Tosas. B'chol shana v'shana b'eshachot Yisrael b'benos Moav. At the time, every year, when B'nai Yisrael sinned b'benos Moav, at that moment, every year, b'oso perak b'espar olo l'mala k'dil l'katreg u'l'askir avon. At that moment, the Avodah Zarah pops up with its head and tries to be mekatreg and prosecute Am Yisrael. Ukshiroa kivro shel Moshe chozer v'shokeya. See, Moshe Rabbeinu goes back down. Shel Moshe Rabbeinu shik'o b'karka ad chotmo v'kol shah sh'ola chozer v'nishka l'makom sh'shako Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, what to talk about there, but Moshe was buried k'neged ba'al pa'ar to somehow overcome that kitrug that Am Yisrael went through. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to defend. And if you look in the Bach here quotes, usually a Bach adds in one line, changes a letter. Here the Bach adds in an extra 10 lines. The Bach also quotes a story here. V'yamar Rabbi Chan bar Chanina, mibnei ma nistater kivro shel Moshe me'enei ba'asav adam. Why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu's kever, unlike every other kever, there's no other kever like this. Why only Moshe Rabbeinu was hidden? Mibnei shagalui v'yadua lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sha'asid beis ha-migdash le'charef. Hashem knew. Churban. Ulihi galos es Yisrael me'artzam. Shema yavo l'kvurasa shal Moshe. Vosa shah v'yamdu b'chiyah v'yischananu l'Moshe. Maybe they're going to daven and daven and daven. V'yomru lo Moshe Rabbeinu amod v'tfilah ba'adenu. Moshe daven for us. V'omeid Moshe u'mevatel asagzera. V'bnei shechaviv and tzadikim b'misasom yosemi b'chayeyem. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to win. He's going to be able to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like by the Chet HaEgel. He succeeded. And what's the problem with that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to take out his anger on Am Yisrael. He wanted to take it out on the Churban. As the Medrash says, he took a mashkon. And if it's true that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to daven and is going to succeed, so that's going to undo the history that is for the betterment of Klal Yisrael. So all for Latova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Soser and Mastir the Kever. He gave us Rachel. That's also pretty powerful. Kever Rachel. Right? Rachel Mavak Albaneha. But Moshe Rabbeinu is in a unique class. And that's why his kever was hidden, according to this extra line that the Bach quotes. Good. And that's what we also mentioned, the Midrashim talked about in the past, why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash, and David HaMelech couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash, because it would have been eternal, and then when we sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have had to take his anger out on us, and not on the building. And that's why it's all Bahashkacha, all B'Siyata D'Shmaya. Vayter, V'amar B'Chaim Rechanina, B'Chaim Rechanina says, Mai Dechsev, what does the Pasuk say? There are two or three Gemaras about this in Shas. Here's one of them, about following Hashem's ways. My dechsev achrei Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, follow Hashem, v'chi efshar lo la'adam lahalech achar shechina. Could you really follow Hashem al lefarnemar, ki Hashem Elokecha eish ochlahu? Hashem is a consuming fire. So what does that mean? That we are supposed to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ela lahalech achar midosav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to follow Hashem's midos. What does it mean? We have to follow Hashem's midos. So here the Gemara quotes four actions that Hashem did. There are two Gemaras in Shas that say this explicitly. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflam and Gimel or so, where the Gemara says, Mahu Rachum, Afata Rachum, Mahu Chan, and just like he is compassionate, just like he is kind, so too. We have to be kind, that's by midos, and then you have it by actions. Shabbos and Sota, those are the two major Gemaras. So here's the other one. Hashem did the following four actions. La'alachacha midos of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, Mahu Mal Bisharumim, but just like he clothed the naked, Dichsif, Vayas Hashem Elokim La'adam Alishto Kosnos, Arba Yalbishem, Hashem gave clothing to Adam and Chava, Af Atah Bisharumim. So too you have to clothe the naked. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Biker Cholam, Hashem visited the sick. Tachsiv, Vayera Elav Hashem Be'elonei Mamre. He visited the sick. Right? Why else did he come? He didn't say anything to Abraham at the beginning of Vayera. He just came. Yes, we mentioned in Parsha Shir last week from the Svarno that Hashem came because a bris, a covenant, always has two sides and two parties. And Hashem has to be present at every bris because that's what a covenant is. You need two sides. So but that's against this chazal. It's a different pshat. This is saying Hashem came to visit the sick. So, afata bakacholim, so to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nichim aveilam, Hashem visits the mourners, visits the ones that are sitting shiva, dechsiv, vahi acharei mos Avraham, vayivarech alokim es Yitzchak b'no. We give him a bracha. What bracha did he give him? The bracha of nichum, afata nachim aveilam, so to you should be menachim aveilam. And finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavar mesim, dechsiv, vayikbar oso bagai. Hashem buried him. Afata kavar mesim. So those are the four actions that are discussed. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Avel, that all of these are mitzvos, midrabanan, under the larger rubric of v'yahavta l'recha kamocha. But what's this Gemara telling us? There's another element of chesed. Chesed isn't only about the receiver, right, which is about v'yahavta l'recha kamocha. We like to mention the Rabbi Yosef Engel has the chakira. If somebody tries to do a mitzvah, and they're ne'enas, and they're not able to do it. I'm driving to the hospital to visit somebody in the hospital, and my car breaks down, and I can't go. Or there's traffic. Right? So what does my scorecard say in Shamayim? Hashem doesn't fault me. Do I get the credit? Do I get the credit? Ki'ilu, I did it? Or Hashem doesn't fault me, but he can't give me the credit. Says of Yosef Engel, maybe there's a difference between, he calls Maisa versus Totsah. We might say, if it's I couldn't buy an Esrog, I didn't have enough money to buy an Esrog. So then Hashem can say, Ki'ilu, I shook it. But when it comes to Bein Adam LaChavero mitzvos, if you didn't do it, so then Hashem can't give you the credit. You didn't make the person feel better. You didn't dance at the wedding. So Hashem cannot give you the credit. You're not going to be faulted, but Hashem can't give you the credit. There's a difference. So says of Yosef Engel, he has this chakira. So what does this chakira, though, reflect? Chesed might have two elements to it. On the surface, he's right. Chesed is about the receiver, and therefore, if I didn't bring about the result, I don't get the credit. But this Gemara is telling us another element. Chesed is not only about the receiver. It's about the doer. Being like Hashem. Every time we do chesed, we're fulfilling the mitzvah of the halachta bedrachav. Being like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And according to that, maybe if I didn't even do it, maybe you still have to do it. But either way, there's another element of chesed. And that's what the Sefer HaChinuch says on the mitzvah of Imkesef Talveh, lending money. What's the hashkafa, the sharshia mitzvah? He doesn't say a word about the need. Right, it's just the person himself. We have to make ourselves Baalei Chesed. That's why Avraham Avinu was in such pain when there were no malachim. Right, what do you mean? There was no mitzvah to do. Well, there was no guests, so Hashem sent malachim. There was no mitzvah to do. Why was he in pain? Because he needed to do Chesed. It wasn't just about the receiver and the need in front of him, but Avraham Avinu needed to do Chesed. That's the message of this Gemara, that Chesed is about the doer and not just about the receiver. This is chronologically in the Torah, this is the third to last mitzvah, mitzvah 611. The Sefer HaChinuch has being like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the way at the end of the Torah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Lo leches ulihidamos bedarkei Hashem yizbarach, shenitztavinu la'asos kol ma'aseinu bederech hayosher v'atov b'chol kocheinu. This is an all-encompassing mitzvah. When I do chesed, I'm not just filling v'yavta l'rechal kamocha. I'm fulfilling v'halachta b'drachav. Ula hatos kol d'vareinu asher b'neinu v'ezu l'seinu aderech ha-chesed v'arachamim. And he quotes all these gemaras, Shabbos and Sota. That is what life is about. The Chafetz Chaim, on the first page of Avas Chesed, the first page of a Sefer, all about lending money and all the others in the Hakdama. On the first page, he says, you know what the Sefer is about? Ubiyosel of Bnei Yisrael, I'm a krovoha, huvim lo, vitzivam laleches b'chol drachav, sheim darki ha-chesed v'harachim v'achanina. Kidechsiv, what does Hashem ask from you? Laleches b'chol drachav. On the first page, that's what he said the Sefer is about. And he says there, v'lo palachas hizro sonu Hashem yisbarach alzeh. Hashem doesn't say it only one time throughout the Torah to be like him. Ki im b'shmone mekomos amar kenyan zeh. 8 times. Hashem says, "Balachim edrachav," and then he quotes. And I think I've mentioned this hour before. I don't think. I just got to do all the research. The Chafetz Chaim does not quote Prakim. because that source of prakim is non-Jewish sources. He only quotes psukim. Kol psuki de lo paskei Moshe, not lo paskina. That comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. See, here he quotes the 8 times. He says, Ekev parsha aleph pasik vav. That means in the first aliyah, pasik vav. Bachamishi, pasik yud beis. Shvi, pasik chav beis. Re'ei, shlishi, pasik hei. But he continues, quotes the 8 times. He doesn't go the next step and say, why dafka 8? Because 8 is lamalam and a teva, and 8 makes you like, really like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because 7 is teva. You can just add that to his thought. But that's the point out. 8 times throughout the Torah were commanded via halachta bidrachav. Rav Soloveitchik often speaks about this idea. In one place is in Reflections of the Rav in the first volume. In chapter 2, he talks about, it's not only where Chazal say it. There is so much more that he says, Maisa Bereishis, what is Perek Aleph doing there? What do we learn from Bereishis Perek Aleph? We can't understand it. There are Midrashim that talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu created other worlds and destroyed them. Says Rav Soloveitchik, why does the Torah devote an entire chapter to the story of creation when actually all that emerges is a story which is unclear, incomplete, enigmatic, half told and half concealed? So we don't even know this, and you can't not even allow to learn it in certain contexts. Perhaps this elaborate emphasis in the book of Genesis on God's creation was meant to be converted into a moral challenge to man. That as God created, so should man. Man must be creative in both the material and the spiritual realms. There are diseases to conquer, rivers to control, miseries to extirpate, conquering and settling Eretz Yisrael. Education is a fulfillment of you shall teach them diligently to your children. It's creativity par excellence, v'chulu. And it continues. And why does it say that the measures Hashem created world and destroyed them and created other ones? What does that mean? It means that even if we don't succeed, we got to do it again. And we have to get up after we falter. And we have to continue. It's all about the halachta bedrachav. Just as so too man should be ready to rebuild and reconstruct even as previous structures collapse. V'chulu, to build initially is difficult. To rebuild is even more challenging. V'chulu, and he says, right, Am Yisrael has a chiyuv to build. Right, out of the ashes, the state of Israel itself was erected out of the ashes of the Holocaust. The revival of Torah in Israel and in America after its annihilation in Eastern Europe was an act of recreation. That was a kiyum of halachta bedrachav. So in all areas, we have to do what we can for halachta bedrachav. Okay. Let's continue. There's another medrash that the Netziv talks about, just to be mayor, the Sifri, that Moshe buried himself. And then Netziv tries to work out in his Emek HaNetziv, in his commentary on that Sifri, what does that mean? Here it says Hashem buried him. There it says Moshe buried himself. Was it somewhat of a team effort? Okay. Weiter. Says the two dots. By the two dots. Kasosor, so Hashem was Malbish Adam and Chava. Rav Ishmuel. Chad Omar Dover Haba Min Ha'or. What does it mean? Kasosor, something that comes from Or, that means Tzemer, wool. V'chad amar davar shahor nana mimenu, something that the or, your skin, is nana from, and that's linen, that's pishton. The Mepharshim describe why we can't even understand the kipshuto, why kasnozar. Darash abisim loi, Torah tchilasa gimilas chasad, imisova gimilas chasad, and the Torah starts off with chesed, and ends with chesed, tchilasa gimilas chasadim, dechsiv. The actions that we just read. Torah starts off with chesed. Again, this amud is just jam-packed. Great question. Ask the Torah's kenos. You're right, the Torah starts off with chesed. He was malbish arumim. Isn't there a chesed earlier? Before malbish arumim, Hashem brings Chava to Adam to get married? Isn't that also chesed? Shushbinin. Marriage, Hashem gives Adam a wife. Isn't that the greatest chesed? Right? He was a shadchan. Right? So isn't that an earlier chesed? So explains the Torah's kenos. No. Doing chesed after somebody wronged you, that's chesed. Doing chesed for somebody, okay. But if somebody went against and then do chesed, and that's what we said is the unbelievable ha'ara. Rabbi Friend writes this in one of his svarim. Right after the chatoim were given out, where the punishments were given out, Adam turns to Chava and says, what does he not say? I can't believe it's all your fault. What does he say? He turns to her and says, I'm going to name you Chava, because you're the mother of civilization. What does that unbelievable pasuk reflect? He was able to overcome what's in front of him, the terrible thing. She just brought death to the world. There's never any spousal violation more than that. You brought death to the world. And yet Adam's able to see beyond that and say, You're with me. You're going to be my wife. It's going to be amazing. He's able to see beyond. The Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that. The very next pasuk, Hashem gives them the Kosnos Or. So it's chesed to somebody who doesn't really even deserve the chesed. That's chesed, right? And that's the emphasis of the Torah saying the Torah starts off with that chesed. Good. We continue. Darash Reb Simlai. Next famous line of Reb Simlai. Mipnei man esava Moshe Rabbeinu likarnes Eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want so hard to go into Eretz Yisrael? V'chilechol mipir Yehud Tzarech al lisbo mituva utzarech. To taste and partake of its delicious, delectable fruits. Right, is that why? And we know they are delicious. Where do we know they're delicious from? Alamichya. Right? Even though this is a havamin in the Gemara, this is what we say in Alamichya. Lecha mipir Yehud lisbo mituva. The Bach in Arachayim and Simon, Reish Ches argues on the tour. The tour takes that line out of Alamichya. He says, what are we davening to Hashem for? Thank you for the delicious fruit. Says the Bach, yes. Because it tastes delicious, because it reflects Kedusha. It's unbelievable. The fruit and the vegetables of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Bach, Kedushas Haaretz Nishpa'as Ba Mikdushas Haaretz El Yonah. Right, Peirosei Yonkim Mikdushas Hashchina Hashochenes Begerav Haaretz. That's the kavana we have to have when we say Alamichya. V'nocha Mipiriyav Nisba Mituva. So it comes from this Gemara. But the Gemara asks, is that why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go in? Ela Kachamar Moshe Rabbeinu. No, Moshe Rabbeinu says Harbein Mitzvos Nistavol Yisrael Bnei Yisrael or Mitzuvin Many Mitzvos They Miskaim In Ela Beretz Yisrael. And you can only fulfill them in Eretz Yisrael. Ekanis Ani La'aretz Kedishi Yiskaim Ukulan. Al Yadi, I want to go in to fulfill the mitzvos hatzulias ba'aretz. That's why I want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, klum ata mevakesh elo lekabel schar. Why do you want to go in? You want to get the schar for the mitzvos? Ma'ali ani alecha kilo asitem. I'll consider it as if you did it, as we were just talking about. I'll give you the credit, Moshe. It's okay. As Kishenemar, how do you see that? Lachain, first a long pasuk in Yeshayo. Achalik lo barabim, vesatzumim yechalik shalal, tachat v'shehera lamus nafsho, I'm going to give you great reward because you were moser nefesh, vesposhim nimne, v'chata rabim nasa, ulaposhim yafgiya. So we darshan from that pasuk. Lachain achalik lo barabim, I'm going to give you an amazing, I'm going to give you a chelek in public, yochol ka'achron v'lo ka'rishonim. You might think like only the later generations, but not like the earlier generations, not like the avos, tamalomer, ves atzumim yechalek shalal. Ka'avram, yisra v'yakov, shim atzumim b'torah v'mitzvahs. Moshe wasn't an av, right? Only shlosha nikru avos. But he had certain strengths like that. Tachas ha'shehera lamus nafsho. What does that mean? Shemas or asma lamisa. He said, Hashem, take me. He said, I want to give my life for this people. He was included in the Meisei Midbar. He also got punished. He carried the sin of the Rabbim. Right? He got kapar for the chet ha'egel, but l'poshim yafgia, shebikesh rachamim aposhe Yisrael sheyachzu b'tshuva. What does it mean for the negligent Yavgiyah? Yavgiyah is a lashon of tefillah. He davened for the Rishayim. Vein pegiyah latefillah shenemar v'ata alfis palo ba'adam hazeh v'altisa ba'adam rinah v'tefillah v'altifka bi. So these are all the gavlus, the unique elements that Moshe Rabbeinu took part in. So this last Gemara raises many questions. Again, this is a Gemara to spend much time on. One question is, what does Hashem say? What, you want the schar? I'll give you the schar. Moshe was doing it for the schar, right? What does it say in Pirkei Avos? Right? We saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom on Aslakawa Pras. Right? So what does that mean that he's doing it for the schar? Right? And there are various Gemaras throughout Shas that talk about schar. The Tanaim say, you know, one Tana once was very tired. He couldn't learn anymore. He's like, you know what? I'll go stand at the door. So when it's Tzadik comes in, I'll be able to stand up for him and get schar for him in Bnei Seva Takum. Right? What do you mean? There are various Gemaras about this. So the answer that's quoted by all the Achronim, one of the earlier, Rav Avadi Yosef quotes this, and Ben Yoyada quotes this in various contexts, that if it's a mitzvah that you don't have to do, so then you're allowed to do it for the schar. You're allowed to do it for a mitzvah that you have to do, you have to do a shalom and aslak alapras. But if you're volunteering, so then it's okay to do it. So here Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't in a situation where he had to do it. So he was trying to go in. So he wasn't actually volunteering, but he was davening to be put into the situation of obligation. Or the other time, I'm going to go stand by the door to stand up for the tzaddikim. He doesn't have to do that. So you're allowed to ask for schar in that context. That's one answer that's given to all of these Gemaras. But the Maariv Chayis here says a different answer. Maariv Chayis says, the mitzvah itself is the schar. It feels so good to do a mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu just wanted to do it to get the schar mitzvah mitzvah. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to do. And that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu told him back. Okay, I'll try to find an alternate, says the Maritz Chayes. Va'amitzvah ba'atzma hi aschar. U'moshe nis'av el ha'eretz yisro p'di l'kayim mitzvah satulios ba. U'pe'ulos elo ha'mitzvos. Yiu scharam. Asher zachal ha'malos v'tzoni yisbarach. That would be it. U'mizeh atzad amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to go in because it's a mitzvah itself? The schar itself that you're doing my ratzon? This is my ratzon, that you don't go in. And that's ki'ilu, because you're doing my ratzon this way, you're doing my ratzon that way. That is number one. Number two, the other shayla to ask is, Moshe, why did Moshe want to go in? No, he wanted to go into the mitzvah of Tzlis Baretz. How about the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael? Right, how about that? Ask some of the achronim on the Ramban. The Ramban who counts it as a separate mitzvah. The Ramban also, l'chora, thinks it's a mitzvah. He just doesn't count it separately. There are many rayas to that. But the Ramban counts it as one of the 613. So why doesn't this Gemara say? Why does Moshe want to go in? To eat the fruit? No! To do the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. That's the kasha. So also, various suggestions given. Many quote the Gaon Yaakov that Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he wasn't going in. He knew that Gzeira was done. There was no changing that Gzeira. But what did he want to do, says the Gaon Yaakov? He wanted to go in to do the mitzvah satulis. What does that mean? To model the mitzvah satulis baritz, at least for Am Yisrael, for a little bit, and then leave. And there's a machlokas, whether you get the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, just going in for a temporary amount of time. There's 2 days in the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Shabbos, but maybe that's what it means. It wasn't the full mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael because he was going to go in. He's like, I want to teach Am Yisrael how to do these mitzvahs, like I fulfilled all the other mitzvahs. Right, I wanted to go in. And this also answers the question of, Moshe wanted to go in to do the mitzvah satulios. He was a Levi. He wasn't going to have a chilek in the Eretz anyway. So this answers, he just wanted to model it for the others, and in that way he would have a kiyum of the mitzvah. The Meshech Chachma, though, says otherwise. The first Meshech Chachma in Parshas Re'eh says, you know what this Gemara means? He quotes this Kasha on the Ramban. Umay Maksha, halo yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, asay yibam atzma. Says the Meshech Chachma, velo kasha midi. That's not a problem. Dilafizeh, according to your Kasha, what B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain were never Yotzei, the mitzvah, Mekayim Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu allowed them to take portions not in Eretz Yisrael. B'nai Gad u'B'nai Ruvain, lo yikayimu mitzvahs Yishev Haaretz, u'bevadai eino kein, says the Meshech Chachma. Tekayimu gam be'eretz Sichon v'og mitzvah zu. Wow. Shezeo ha'emor, masha'amar, v'orashim asaretz, v'shafteba. That's what it says in Parshas Maaseh. Drive them out of this land and live there. Abra Yardain, you get the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. V'yimkin, maduha yamoshim, avakish l'kanis la'aretz. So then the kasha is, if he's already getting the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, so why does he want to go in so badly? So that was because the mitzvah satulias pa'aretz. Because those two things aren't connected to each other. Mitzvah satulias pa'aretz might only be for Eretz Yisrael proper, the more, limited area. Vade, kozman shah aloha yakib, and then he alludes to the fact that maybe up until kibush v'chiluk he got the mitzvah. So at least he was getting the mitzvah. Maybe later it changed. So bizman hazeh, maybe not. So all the achronim discuss what's the status of Eber Yardi bizman hazeh. They talk about it in the context of the mitzvah Tzlius Paaretz and Yishuv and other context. Okay, there's a lot more here, but Rabosai, we have to start the next parak. Hadralach Bekani Leishto. There was a couple of the amazing dafim about all of the Shimshon and Avshalom and Moshe. So much here and all the Miriam. And now we move on. Back to Sota. If you remember, we were in the middle of the process of Sota, and then we got a little bit off track. Got off the discussion. We got Sota, should we tell her that it's Mida Keneged Mida? Now we get back to that. So now we're going up to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Baal, the husband brings the carbon mincha. Zachiv of the mincha Sota, the husband brings it. The first Tosus here in the Perek says that if you read the Psukim and you read the Mishnayos, you get two different orders. We're not going to go through that right now, why there's a difference in order. Exactly, not every Maisa is exactly in the Mishnah how it appears in the Torah. Why is that? Good question, but not for now. Tosis says, I'm not sure why. The end of that first Tosis. But either way, we're just going to read it through the Mishnah's eyes. Hayamevi is Minchasa. So he, the husband, brings the Mincha b'tokiv hifa mitzras. Why he? Says the Chizkuni on Chumash. Because what? She's going to bring a karbon. She did an avera bebezid. So she can't bring a karbon. He's going to bring a karbon for her. Why? because he also maybe, says the Chizkuni, maybe he's a little bit also at fault. Maybe he should have figured out this problem before it festered and became a bigger problem. Says the Chizkuni, Ha'ish may be karben lachapar al sharab ba pritzus batchil of lohochicha v'garm l'shem anichbad v'hanor lehimachos b'mayim. And that was kind of a little shogegish. She didn't realize where it was going to. Her action was b'mezes, so she's not going to bring the karban. He brings the karban mincha on her behalf. The Ramban also talks about this, why the husband brings the karban. Yomar yavi ha'ishas ha'karban al ishto bim koma ki minchas kinoz u la'askir avona v'inenu ra'ui shetivienu hi mishala. And it's not appropriate for her to bring this karban that's going to possibly cause tragedy for her. So he brings the mincha in this kfifa mitzris, in this palm branch basket. And then the kohen put it on her hands. She's holding it throughout the whole process to tire her out, pashtus, to make her admit so that the shame is not erased, as we'll see how the Gemara deals with that. All other carbonous mincha have to be in a klishare, start to finish. But this one starts off with a lower level, inferior type of basket. All carbonous mincha require oil and frankincense with them. And this one does not. There's even an isadaraisa. It's counted as an isadaraisa in the Sefer HaChinuch, right, and in the Rambam, putting oil and putting lavona on the karbanas. It's aser. The Sefer HaChinuch says beautifully, why no oil? Because oil always goes to the top. You put oil and water, oil flows to the top. Oil is always raised up, and she lowered herself. So she gets no oil, because oil symbolizes up, and she went down. V'kal ha-menachos, ba'os menachitim, all menachos generally come from wheat. V'zuba menasa orin, and this one comes from barley, right, animal fodder. Minchas ha-omer, avalisha, ba-menasa orin, but minchas ha-omer, the other one that comes from barley, the one that comes on Pesach, as we mentioned the symbolism in the past, he isa ba-gerish, that at least comes from fine flour. V'zuba kemach, and this comes from coarse flour. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kishem Shema Aseh, HaMaisa Behema, Kach Karbana Macha Behema, just like her actions were animalistic, so too her Karban is an Macha Behema. So some of the acronym, we're not going to go into it now, why is this Rabbi Gamliel Omer, not Omer Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Gamliel Omer is always used as Machlokes on what was said earlier. Omer Rabbi Gamliel is something new. So is there a hidden machlokas here? So it's something to think about, the Achronim point out. Tanya, Abachanan Omer, Mishim Rabbi Eliezer, Kedeli Yaga, Kedeshatach Serba. Why do we make her hold the basket the whole time? So that she admits. Imkach Achasa Torah al Ovrei Ritzono. And if the Torah has such rachmanis on those who violate, and violate Yichud, and the Torah still doesn't want her to die, Kal Vachomer Losei Ritzono, so surely on those who keep his word. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Mimai, how does the Braisa know that this is the reason why we wanted to admit? Mishum dechasahu, because we have Rachmanis on her. Delma ki yechid lo timchag megillah. We just don't want Hashem's name to be erased. Maybe we don't have any Rachmanis on her. No, says the Gemara, Ksaber, it must be that this Braisa holds mashke v'achraga makrevis menchasa. The name has already been erased by this time. Right, there's a machlokas. You give her to drink, and then you do her whole carbon mincha ceremony. It's already erased. So why do you want her to get tired and admit now? It must only because of Rachmanis on her. Not because of the name, because the name has already been erased. Period. There's a question in the Rambam Shita about what the Rambam holds about this order. Okay, seems to be a seer in the Rambam. You can look in the Mefarshim. Whether there's Hashka'a first, because the Rambam seems to say that you do this Liyaga, but he also says it's done beforehand. When we do the Iyum, doesn't really work out. Look in Ilchasota. Kol Menachos v'chulu. V'ramenu, I'll ask you a stira from a Tosefta. What did the Mishnah say? All other Karbanis Mincha are in Klisharis the whole time. Here, she brings it in a wicker basket. But V'ramenu, the Tosefta says, Seder Menachos Ketzad, Adam, maybe Mincha B'dol Beso. The man brings the Karban Mincha, from his house. This is general Karban Mincha. Bekalso shall Kasev V'shalzav. In any gold and silver container. He puts it into a klisharis. Umakash of a klisharis. And that havamina means that he has kavana when he puts it into the klisharis to sanctify it. And you put on it, on a regular karban mincha, it's oil and lavona. Umalicheis al kohen, and you give it to the kohen. The kohen, remember, by a karban mincha, the kohen has to do all avodos. By the Behema, a Yisrael can do the first one. Shechita, Ksheir, Bazar. But Mincha, the Kohen has to do all of them. The Kohen, Molicha, Eitzel, Mizbech, and then the Kohen takes it to the Mizbech. Umagisha, Bekeren, Dromis, Baravis, and takes it to the southwest corner. Kineger, Chudish, Al Karen, right by the corner. Vidayu, and that's enough. We'll have to see what that means. Umesali gets a Lavona l'sadecha, and then he pushes the Lavona to one side. Vikomes bimakam shenis rabba shamna, and then he takes the, puts his hand in, and does kmitza with his, the flour under the middle three fingers, and he takes it from where the oil is plentiful. Vinosto l'tok klisharis, he puts that komets into the klisharis, that sanctifies it. Umakasho b'klisharis, umalakidus lavonasa, then you take some of the Lavona back. Vinos al gabav, and you put it on top. Uma aleu, umaktiro, but klishares. Then you bring it up, and you makter it. You burn it in the klishares. Umalcha vinos al gabav yishim, and then you salt it. Every carbon needs salt, even a carbon mincha, and you put it on the fire. It's finishing up the tosefta. Kariv akomet. So once you makter the komet, shiareha neecholin. Then the rest of the carbon mincha becomes mutter to the zichrei kahuna. Remember, mincha is kashe kachim. So only male kohanim are allowed to eat it in the azara. V'rashana kohanim litin l'tocha yayin v'shemen v'dvash. And at that point, the kohanim could put in other ingredients to make it nice and sweet. Oil and wine and dvash. V'en asur en elam ilachamitz. They're only not allowed to be mechamitzit. Not allowed to cause it to rise. End of the Tosefta. K'tani miya, but what does the Tosefta say along the way? B'klaza shal kesef, b'klaza shal zav. It said, what do you bring this karbon mincha in? Gold and silver container. It doesn't say they're klishares. So how could our Mishnah say that a carbon mincha start to finish isn't a klisha reis? The Tosefta says, gold and silver. Amar af papa, ema bekelim haru'uyim l'klisha reis. Our Mishnah doesn't mean it has to be in a klisha reis. It means it has to be in a kli that's right to be a klisha reis. Gold and silver. Mechlal tekfifa mitzvahs lo hachazia. So you're telling me that the wicker baskets cannot be a klisha reis? Is that what our Mishnah is saying? So the Gemara says, come on, delo kareb yosi reb Yehuda. If that's true, that our Mishnah is taking a stand on a certain other machlokas. The Tanya, klishari shasan kshel eitz, a klishari that was made out of wood, Rebbe posel, that's fine, that's what our Mishnah says, Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda machshir. So you should you say our Mishnah is against Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda? Right, our Mishnah says that that klifa mitzvahs is not good enough? So the Gemara says, no, afilu tam Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda. No, it could even fit in. Amar to Amar Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda. When did Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda say that it was okay to use a wooden one? Bechashuvin. If you have chash of wood, so that's when you could use it. Bipchusin miyamar, but by inferior types like FIFA mitzras, did he ever say that there? V'chiles leil Rabbi Yosef Yehuda akrivein olaf echasecha. Does he not have the principle of bringing something disgusting to the as a karban? Hakrivein olaf echasecha, meaning it's inappropriate. So he agrees to that. So Shalom al Yisrael, right? Our Mishnah could be going like both opinions, because even Rabbi Yosef Yehuda would agree that you cannot bring a low level, inferior type of kli for a kli shares, but you're allowed to and you have to when it comes to nida. Rav Yashiv here also notes when it comes to sota. I'm sorry. Rav Yashiv here notes that it says that the kohanim are allowed to eat the wine, eat their mincha with wine and oil and vash. Isn't that mevatel the taste of the mincha? And then isn't that a problem? We know like we don't only do korech bezman hazeh because we don't want the taste of rabbanon of marar to be mevatel the taste of daraisa of matzah. Right? We do both separately and together. So Rav Yashiv says, so isn't this mevatel the mitzvah of the korban mincha? So he says it must be that they ate a kezayis separately first, without any, or all the kohanim together ate a kezayis without this taste, and then they added on the rest. Because after all, if you remember, he quotes the Chasam Sofer, the mitzvah by kachim is to have it eaten, not for each kohen to eat it. So as long as some of it was eaten, a kezayis was eaten, without this taste being mevutal, that would be good enough. That's Rav Yashiv Sa'ara right here on the mixing in the other ingredients. Good. V'notel l'kisharis v'makachim v'klisharis. It says you put it into the klisharis, and we assume that means right now you have in mind when you put into the klisharis to sanctify it. Shamas mina klisharis in makachin elamidas. So does that mean that a klisharis only becomes sanctified if you had kavana when you put it in to sanctify it, which is a machlokas elsewhere? Ema nosa beklisharis likacha beklisharis. No, it means it's automatic. You put it into the klisharis and it's automatically kadosh. Rashi here says, 1 minute, but isn't a karban mincha sanctified already right when you sanctified it bepeh? Even before you put it into the klisharis? Says Rashi, no. Full kedusha of a karban mincha is only when you put it into the klisharis. It gets kedushas damim when you say in your kitchen, oh, I'm going to bring this flour for a karban, I'm going to bring this grain for a karban mincha. But until you put it into the kli, it doesn't get kedushas aguf. That's only, Rashi says, after you put it into the Kli Sharis. And that is a huge discussion. We don't have time to go into it right now. The difference between the Hakdasha of a Behema and the Hakdasha of a Karban Mincha. The first Rivid on the first page of Maseches Tamid discusses this. By a Behema, you have nothing else to do. You just shech the animal. But by a mincha, you have to grind it, you have to cut it, you have to do kmit, you have all these other steps, so it doesn't have automatic kedusha. But there also might be lumdis between the hakdasha, the brisker rav, in one of the letters at the end of the Grizel Rambam, says there's a difference between the animal has hakdasha bepeh, and a mincha does not. Only has hakdasha bekli. And a lot of that has to do with what's behind the line we just read. Vinostin ala sham nav levona, so you put on it oil on levona, shenemar, vayasak ala sham, vayasak ala levona, umalich eitzel kohen, and you bring it to the kohen, dichsiv, vevyal, b'nei aron v'gomer. The kohen malich eitzel mizbeach, and the kohen brings it to the mizbeach, dichsiv, v'gish eitzel mizbeach. Magish, right, this gemara belongs to Mesachas Menachas, but it's right here. Magish, v'kander, omen, v'arav, is geneged chuda shokaren v'dayo, you bring it to the corner, southwest, min Allah, and how do you know? Dichsiv, v'zostar, as amincha. Hakrevosa, b'nei aron, Lefnei Hashem, Lefnei Hamizbeach. That's a problem. Lefnei Hashem means west. Lefnei Hamizbeach means south. So how do you put those that pasuk together? Vitanya, Lefnei Hashem, Yochel b'mayrov, Tamalomer, Lefnei Hamizbeach. Right, the front is where the ramp is on the south. Yel Lefnei Hamizbeach, Yochel b'darom, Tamalomer, Lefnei Hashem. So how do you get west and south? Haketzan, Magisha, Vekaren, Deroma, Maravis, Kenegat Chudish, Alkaren, Vedayo. You put it on the corner. Said the Shram Sian Balacha, this is the marker for the Ramah, by Mezuzah. Diagonal, you get a little of both. Right? So here too, you get a little of both, put it on the corner. Rabbi Elazar, Omer, no. Yacho, Yagishan, Bamaravis, Alkaren, Obed, Shalkaren, Obed, Ledroma, Shalkaren. You might think it's one or the other. I have a different solution. Amart. No, this is the rule, says Rabbi Eliezer. Kol makam shata mozi shnei mikros. Echad mekayim atzmo, mekayim divrei chavero. Ve'echad mekayim atzmo, kumevatel divrei chavero. If you have two psukim, if you fulfill pasuk A, you'll also fulfill pasuk B. If you fulfill pasuk B, you won't fulfill pasuk A, so go with pasuk A. Because then you fulfill both. Manichan eshe mekayim atzmo, mevatel chavero. Ve'tofsan eshe mekayim atzmo, mekayim chavero. Meaning, what's going on here? If you put it on the west, then south is out, right? You don't fulfill south, so that's not a good option. But if you put it in the south, that also is Mekayim the west. Why? You put it on the south side of the corner. So why is that called west? Amar Avashi, Kesavar, Haitana, Kule, Mizbeach, Pitzafon Koi. This Tana holds the Mizbeach is the north side of the Azara. So when you come down on the south side of the Mizbeach, that's exactly across from the opening of the Heichal. So that's already considered west. That's already considered Lifnei Hashem. So that way you can do south, even though it'll still be considered west. Last line, my vidayo. What does it mean, vidayo? Amar Avashi Yitzrich. Zakat adachamina tiboy hagashas mincha gufa. You might think that the hagash has to take the mincha out of the kli. Kamash Malan. No, you just bring it there in the Kli. Ve'machinami, why do you know? Amakravi, Griva la Kohen, Vegomer, Vihigishala Mizbeach. We compare Hakrava to Agasha. Mahakrava Eitzel Kohen Bekli, Afagasha Eitzel Mizbeach Bekli. So it has to be done Bekli. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem will continue here in the second paragraph of Hashem tomorrow.